I believe it's time for...
You know.
Yep. Airline...
Atomic batteries to speed.
Hello. Airline. What did I do wrong? Airline Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on there?
Hey. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad. I left the phone number upstairs, and now that it's six flights up and I was 30 blocks away, it took a little market research to remember it, you know?
But I see you came through and just in the nick of time.
How about it?
Hey, how's the wedding?
Well, it's not really a wedding. It's one of your, like, package receiving celebrations.
And did you receive a package?
Not yet, but I will.
Oh, good.
So what's your guys' vibe?
Well, we just celebrated Wilbur Harrison's birthday, and we have a VOM set coming up.
Great.
We have the media here.
Yeah, and Fifth Estate.
Yeah, and a complaint call from the management.
All right.
So what's going on?
What exactly ticked him off? I always love to know.
Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell?
Yeah.
He ticks me off sometimes, too.
It's just because those guys never listen to their own stinking station. You know?
Hey, be nice.
Easy, big fella.
What?
Hey.
What? You can say stinking.
Yes, I know.
Hello?
Let's drop the subject.
Oh, okay.
What's the vibe today?
Today's vibe is just sort of a humping, running around kind of Saturday vibe. You know, it's the beginning of the new year. You got to, like, bang through your list and start crossing the stuff off, you know.
But you are in your swell new digs.
Yeah, I'm up in the top of the world now. Over on 4th Street, top of the world pad.
The East Village Stairmaster alternative.
Yep, the sixth floor health club. Cavs are us. You know, it's a unique experience. But
it's try it in heels sometime.
One. What?
Try it in heels sometime. Imagine poor ML's predicament.
I have. Well, you know, I got some heels on.
It's true. Forgot about that.
So, yeah. Have you played yet today?
No. Right now there's like a really peculiar Irish combo playing over there, and they got. It's a funny instrumentation. There's one guy with like a Strat, and then there's a guy on bagpipes and a trombone and a soprano clarinet or soprano sax.
Have these guys met before today?
I think so. And they have a drum machine also.
That's class.
Ooh.
But this is the kind of band that you pray for as an opening act, you know, because it really makes you look like the Beatles after them, you know. Plus, you know, we're talking about a 4-hour open bar.
Yee-haw! Are you going to roll up to the stage there, Roscoe?
Oh, yeah. Well, this guy, you know, Greg Trooper, when he...
Trooper and a half.
He saw the Power Varmints, and then he was all nervous and stuff, and he was wondering if we would play at a party, you know, but he saw us, you know...
You know.
He saw us, we were into the blur, we were dragging ourselves through the mud, and he loved it. So I told the guys in the band they had to get there at 3 for the open bar and be prepared.
Everybody solo.
Yeah, because you don't want to be playing like down by the river sober with the sun out, you know?
I agree.
I got the Jer here. He's helped me get to the vibe report here.
The Jer?
Say hello, Jer. How you doing, gentlemen?
The Jerla.
So you still bleeding?
Let me explain something to you. Those double-edged, you know, like the Track 2 razors with the Teflon. That's my shaving tip.
What was Miss Sally recommending? That kind of stick-em stick, or what is it?
Stick-tick pencil. But I know you just want all the girls to notice and say, oh, Jer, what did you do to your face?
Jer, you knucklehead, you shaved again.
A little Kleenex,
I would say electrolysis. Maybe from the feet up.
I'll just narrow my jaw.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, look, we're having a ball here. The bar is open, and we've got the seats, so I think we'll get back to them.
Okay.
And here's the skull, over and out.
See you, Jer.
Later, Jerla.
Made myself a big bowl of spaghetti for the booze mop thing, you know?
Good move.
Good thinking.
You are a maintenance abuser.
Yeah. I took some vitamins, you know, headed down the stairs. Let's see, what else do we got going over here? I don't know, but,
free booze, what else do you need?
What? Yeah.
So is anybody we know there?
Anybody we know?
Yeah.
Dennis Dyke and Donna are there. And
people we like.
There's a lot of suits. A lot of squares in suits, and even a couple blue hairs from somebody's side of the family. Yeah, there was a couple old martini drinkers that I had to say hello to, even though I don't know them, you know?
Sko.
Yeah?
Get Dennis up to play drums with you all, and don't be surprised if he wrecks the kit. I've never seen anybody hit drums harder than he does.
No, I'm planning on getting him and Gary Talent, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, like, you... Whoa, the, Who did it? Miami? Miami just kicked a 58-yard field goal.
Holy moly.
See, there's no phone at Tramp, so we're at Chelsea Billiards. You might be able to hear the balls hitting.
How many little dweeb knobs can you see from where you're standing?
Dweeb knobs?
Those little ponytails that are way too high in the back?
Actually, I only see one in this place.
The other kind of love handle.
The single handlebar. It's more like the joystick.
Well,
why don't you guys vom onward? Aside from enduring to persevere, that's about it for me. And I'll be on with the Bloody Marys. Why don't you call my machine with the post show eating vibe? And we'll try to hook up for a wonderful Saturday evening.
Got ya.
Hound listeners everywhere, don't forget to take out the trash and vitamins and a little headbanging.
Aloha, Roscoe.
There it is.
Dirty.
There he is. Our vibe meister, hardworking man.
No kidding, man. Drunk at 3:30.